This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A State Department official based in Ukraine has told congressional investigators that he overheard President Trump discussing investigations by the president of Ukraine. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The statement from David Holmes, a political counselor at the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine, is about a two-minute cell phone conversation from a restaurant in Ukraine in July, in which Holmes says he could hear President Trump's voice he was speaking so loudly. He says EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland phoned the president, and he heard Trump asking, quote, "So he's going to do the investigation?" He testifies that Ambassador Sondland replied, "He's going to do it," adding, "President Zelensky will do anything you ask him to." Holmes says he never saw anything like this before, which is why he remembers the conversation so vividly. Holmes is scheduled to testify publicly Thursday. President Trump has denied any wrongdoing. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The U.S. is failing to stop China from stealing research, according to a new report. AP correspondent Mike Garcia.
The Senate's Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations has released a report saying the U.S. government isn't doing enough to stop China from stealing intellectual property from American universities. Further, the report criticizes the absence of a comprehensive strategy for dealing with the threat. According to the report, billions of dollars in taxpayer-funded research have contributed to China's global rise over the last 20 years. The report also criticizes universities for not doing enough to identify foreign funding sources and conflicts of interest among scientists on their campuses. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Iranian authorities continue to block internet service for a third day as part of a crackdown on nationwide anti-government protest, in which at least 8 people have been killed since the unrest began Friday. In a Monday interview with VOA Persian, the director of the London-based Internet Observatory, NetBlock,